Tourism. Australians find trouble in Phuket. The best safety device on a visit to Phuket is common sense. Australia's honorary consul to Phuket suggests. Larry Cunningham said that while the new safety zones set up in tourist areas are welcome, Australians too often bring trouble onto themselves. Mr. Cunningham was quoted in a report published Monday by 7 News, a TV station in Perth. The province has asked the government to provide up to 5,000 police to help establish and man the planned safety zones. The measure is a response to a spate of deaths and foreign press reports on safety problems for tourists. Last year, travel agent Michelle Smith, age 60, was fatally stabbed when she resisted 2 bag snatchers in a case that received publicity worldwide. Around 50 Australians die each year in Phuket, half due to natural causes, but the rest from misadventure, including motorbike accidents and drug overdoses, the report said. Mr. Cunningham told the reporter, however, that overall, theft isn't that big a deal. The problem we tend to have more of is drink spiking. He said robbery attempts often begin with drugs put secretly into drinks sold to Australian tourists. And he conceded that in many cases of violence, aggressive behavior was behind the fight. There is assault, but the behavior of some Aussies on holiday here, they stir it up themselves, said Mr. Cunningham, in comments likely to stir controversy. There are only so many yobos you can see walking up the street with a beer in each hand and no shirt, bumping into the locals before something does happen. The report ended with advice from an anonymous tourist on how to avoid trouble in Phuket. Don't get too drunk and make sure you always know your way home and got somebody with you. Never be on your own.